The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about clean energy.
Well, the conflict in Ukraine has put a major spotlight on the world's reliance on certain countries for exports. But it's not just Russia and Ukraine. China also poses a major risk factor. Maybe not today, but in the future. For years, there has been a concern about having enough minerals and commodities to continue the expansion of clean energy. Did you know that every person on Earth uses about 35 pounds of extracted resources per day, and that includes fossil fuels, minerals, and metals. The number is even higher for people living in the Western world. They use about 125 pounds of extracted resources every single day. So according to Goldman Sachs, global resource extraction has more than tripled since 1970, and several metals are approaching structural deficit levels. One such metal is lithium, which is important to the future of several industries. Most of the world's lithium is mined in South America and Australia, and 97% of that is refined in China.
So let's talk about lithium and how it is used in batteries to power electric vehicles.
Lithium-ion batteries are the preferred batteries for the production of EVs today. And as more hit the roads in the coming decade, the demand for lithium will explode. Credit Suisse sees an output of 588,000 tons of lithium carbonate equivalent in 2022, followed by 736,000 tons of output in 2023. Meanwhile, demand will total 680,000 tons in 2022 and 902,000 tons in 2023. Most of that increase in demand will come from EVs, and supply will not be able to keep up. The number of EVs, including hybrids, more than doubled last year. The International Energy Association believes that by 2030, there will be 145 million EVs on roads around the world, and most auto manufacturers predict that EVs will account for about half of all new car sales by the end of the decade. So you can see the massive amount of demand coming down the pipeline. Lithium futures prices are already rallying based on that projected supply-demand equation. The Russia and Ukraine conflict does not restrain the lithium supply today, but the U.S. and other Western countries are still spending money to shore up supplies and expand exploration because of China's dominant position in the supply chain. If one day China decides it wants to cause problems, it could easily hoard even more lithium than it already is right now.
So what does the U.S. need to do to continue to expand its exploration?
Well, in order for the U.S. to achieve its goals of reducing its carbon footprint by 50% by 2030 and moving to net zero emissions by 2050, it must do two things. First, move to an all-electric fleet of vehicles and expand upon solar and wind energy enough to replace fossil fuels. So lithium is essential to these processes. Without lithium, we will not be able to store the energy created from solar and wind power. And then there are the rare earth minerals, a group of 17 metallic elements that are used in hundreds of products and could also be a major concern in the future. Again, China is the biggest player in the mining and refining of these minerals, but the U.S. and other countries are already putting a dent in that dominance.
And just how much of a dent are we making?
Some analysts believe that China mines as much as 70% of the world's rare earth minerals, but that number is coming down. The bigger task is the refining of the minerals and making them into the magnets used in EVs and other high-tech products. Current statistics suggest that China refines and turns 85 to 90% of all rare earth minerals into magnets. To reduce that dominance, the U.S. government will be forced to back this industry in the years ahead. In fact, just last month, the White House announced that it will award MP Materials, a U.S.-based rare earth mineral miner, a $35 million grant to process these minerals. This is a big step toward lowering the U.S.'s reliance on China. Right now, MP Materials still depends on China to refine the materials it mines, but it plans to invest $700 million of its own money into the project to create 350 new jobs by 2024. There's no doubt that big money sees the transition that Europe and North America are making toward clean energy as a result of Russia's recent moves.
But why clean energy?
Well, the shift is happening because of the commodity supply concerns that we've talked about. As energy prices soar to multi-year highs, countries around the world are being forced to accelerate their plans to expand the reaches of their current initiatives. Also, the closing of doctors' offices at the height of COVID-19, it led to a boom in telehealth. Rising energy and commodity prices will attract new money and funnel it into anything related to clean energy. So yes, the conflict in Ukraine is an absolute crisis, but as long-term investors, we can see the opportunity that it's creating for technology and innovation. We're already seeing that play out in Germany, which has direct ties to Russia's energy supply. So Germany will take steps to lower the country's energy dependence on Russia by accelerating its solar and wind power initiatives. The goal is to generate 80% of its energy from renewable sources by 2030 and up to 100% by 2035.
Yes, it definitely seems as though the Russia-Ukraine conflict is accelerating the clean energy transition.
German Finance Minister Christian Lindner went so far as to say that renewable energy is freedom energy, and Germany isn't alone. Biden pushed for tax incentives for solar and other clean energy plans. He mentioned ideas that included more solar panels on homes, smart thermostats, and the already proposed plan to build a national network of 500,000 EV chargers. The goal is to halve the country's energy emission by the end of the roaring 2020s. Along those lines, energy giant Chevron announced that it's buying renewable energy, a producer and refiner of cleaner biofuels and renewable diesel, for $3.15 billion. While this may not be the first kind of clean energy that comes to mind when discussing the megatrend, it's a major step forward for the company in achieving its goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. As countries attempt to move away from their reliance on Russia and other oil-rich nations, people around the world are making a similar move, turning to renewable energy sources that do not rely on the grid. By doing something as simple as placing a solar panel on a roof, homeowners are one step closer to no longer being slaves to the price fluctuations of utility companies. Energy independence is something that a lot of people are aiming to achieve.
If people have questions about our discussion today on clean energy and ways to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.